Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
AMP.
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar is out today. His mom's having some health issues, so he's with her today. Send him all the thoughts and prayers and positivity that you can. We've all been in that position where we've had a family member or a friend dealing with medical stuff. I got one right now, my brother with colon cancer. He's going through chemotherapy. Just finished round six, and he's doing awesome. But, you know, there were times where I was super worried about him when he was going into surgery to get some colon removed, and all of the positivity helps.
Yeah.
No matter what.
A little goes a long way.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, we want to hear, and it's happened to all of us. You're not old. You're not old.
We keep telling ourselves that.
You're not old.
Brian, you're not old.
We're not old.
We're here for each other.
I look at myself in the mirror every day and I'm like, Brian, gosh darn it, you're not old and people like you.
And then I just looked at Brad and he's like, well, actually, wrong. You guys kind of are.
But it happens. You have a moment, whether it be technology, a kid saying something, you miss a joke reference, something just happens that makes you feel immediately old. We want to hear those things, those funny, yes, random things that made you feel old. You're not old, but you felt old. 877-971-4487. That's 877-971-HITS. Call or text. We've got some great texts already from the 323. I'm the oldest of all my cousins, and when they text me, they use acronyms, and then I have to go Google them.
That's amazing.
I know for a fact, I've done it, all of you over the age of 25 have had to Google an acronym numerous times. I'm like, FML? What? Which one is that?
R-O-F-L?
Oh my God, am I rolling or am I flailing? What am I doing here?
We got this. Are old.
Get out of here. Producer Brad feels the oldest. He's the youngest.
Yeah, that's true.
From the 562, my niece, who was just a baby, I swear to God, recently was out buying us booze to set up for our mimosa bar.
That's when you start also feeling old, is when you say people like, I remember when you were born. Like,
yes.
there's been people, like cousins in my life, I'm like, I remember. Like, how are they in high school? How are they graduating right now?
I had one recently that just mortifying. Like, I'm still devastated and I need like kind of a collective hug from everyone. We'll get into that in a bit. But speaking of running into people who you are saying something,
saying something
in which I remember when you were a baby, or I remember when you were younger.
Oh,
Chelsea,
gosh.
How awkward did it get when you were out at the bars with your friends the other night in Michigan?
Yeah, so it was the night before Thanksgiving, which is the biggest bar night of the year. So me and three of my best friends from high school were like, we're going to go out. Like, we're going to go to the local bars we used to go to all the time. We haven't done this in a while because we haven't all been together.
Right.
So we go, we're looking our best. I had red lipstick on. We're feeling it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we're getting turnt. And we go to this bar. We're sitting there. And we're like, oh, we're totally like running to, it's going to be a high school reunion. We'll run into people that we grew up with. This is going to be great. Like, reminiscing.
Nostalgia.
Let's do it. Here we go. And all of a sudden, as the bar fills up, we slowly realize, oh, we don't recognize anyone at all. And in fact, like, these people are looking real young. Like, you know, it's very obvious that they're college students. And you know, and then at one point, this group of guys come over to us and they're hitting on us. And we're like, oh, we still got it. Okay, we're here for it. And this one guy starts hitting on me, like, hardcore, all the lines that have been used that I've heard before, you know, but I'm kind of, you know, humoring it. And it's funny. And all of a sudden, the conversation sort of switches gears and he says something. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's your last name? He tells me. And I'm like, oh, I used to babysit you.
Hello, darkest, my old friend. Oh, no. Game killer.
I have changed your diaper before. And like, he's like, oh, and I keep, and then it's like, it turns into a joke because I'm like,
yeah, right?
It's just hilarious.
Like, I used to change the diaper. And he's like, yeah, you've already seen me naked. Like, it's all good.
Exactly. No, literally, he said those things. And I was like, this is awkward.
No way. I mean, those moments that you just feel old. We got another text from the 661. My 7-year-old daughter asked me what a CD was.
Oh.
Phone lines are starting to fill up. Call us right now. Text us 877-971-4487. Let us know. You're not old. You felt old.
And you like, might be.
Help us not feel so alone either.
Like this, a supportive environment. We're not old. We're not old.
No, we're young.
I had an incident this past weekend that mortified me. And I don't know if I'll recover. I'm feeling as about old as it gets. I'll tell you that in a second. But first, from the text line from Holly. I felt old when I went to pick up my boyfriend And his roommate said, "Matt, your mom's here." Oh, wow.
That, it hurts.
That's the text that got me laughing before the break even started. Christina from Whittier, waking up with everything hurting. How am I sleeping wrong? Right?
When that's you have so that relatable, moment. Too. Right now, I feel like every day I'm like, my neck. What's happening?
Why?
I know.
I need a cane. So this past weekend, I went to get a haircut. Floyd's on Melrose. I go there all the time. Veronica, wonderful
good
lady.
Spot.
Yeah, it's great, right?
It makes me by it.
It's got like some cool posters on the wall.
Yeah.
I feel like if the barbershop or salon has like cool posters, like it's a cool
that's
place.
That's how you judge it. You walk in, you're like, I don't really like your artistic taste in here. So
this looks like somewhere my mom would go. Yeah. I'm trying to be cool. So I felt cool. I'm in there getting my hair cut. I'm feeling confident about the haircut. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue,
oh, no.
She's with the clippers. She sticks it in my ear. And cuts out ear hair.
Oh, shoot. Was it a lot? Do you know?
I don't know.
Did she describe it?
Chelsea, I was in a state.
Was it gray?
I was in a state of shock.
Was it curly? Like, what? I want to know.
I was stunned. I was in a state of shock. No, I didn't know. I was not aware to this point. I had hair growing inside my ear.
See, I feel like what I would think to myself is, like, how long has it been there?
Yes.
And, like, how many teens have judged me.
Yes.
You know?
Because
I think that's the one thing. Like, I remember seeing my grandpa, no offense.
Thank you. Yes, this is exactly.
When I was younger, being like, how does that happen?
Chelsea.
Like, so many questions. So that would be my.
I appreciate
worry.
You voicing well, every terror that was in my mind. That's very
you to
nice
know,
of you.
I understand.
Here's the thing. I was mortified. I thought it was an accident. I thought, like, oh my gosh, well, she just accidentally nicked into my ear. Then she went for the other side. Oh, God. I felt like I should be able to park in handicap after that. I limped out of there. Oh, God, it was awful. Sarah from Brea, what's happening? Tell us when you felt old.
We're old when people start making references about the music we used to listen to in like high school and college.
Oh, that's right.
I'm an 80s, 90s hip hop girl, and I'll have the music on. They'll be like, oh, I remember this. I was just learning to walk.
That's so funny because we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were just talking about the old school rap coming because every once in a while we'll slip in some Hypnotized by Notorious. And I'm just wondering if kids are like, who's this dude? This guy's new.
Exactly. That's when you feel old.
And you start talking about, like, because I was a huge boy band fan, like, NSYNC, and I'm like, oh, a lot of people don't, like, a lot of kids don't know who they are. They don't know, wait, Justin Timberlake? I'm like, well, he's part of it. But
and the rest of his friends.
There's more.
Oh, yeah, or NKOTB is now back in, like, touring, and I'm trying to tell my daughter, and she's like, who, what, where? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going way back.
For those listening that don't know what that was, it's New Kids on the Block.
That hurt your heart a little bit to have to explain that. Well, you are not old. We are here for you. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Tara from Santa Clarita, you're not old. You're not. But you felt old. Tell us about it.
I'm so old. What are you talking about?
No, you're not. Hang in there.
She's just like, I've just given into it.
So I'm at lunch at work, gone into Chipotle with some coworkers, which is kind of near a local high school. I'm eating my burrito bowl like one does. And these teenagers come in and they're getting their food. And I turn around and a couple of them are wearing, you know, like the little high-waisted booty shorts, whatnot. And one of them had an essence of butt cheek hanging out just a little bit.
That's very trendy essence. Right now.
It is, but like your butt cheeks don't need to be out for you to be learning geometry.
Unless you're going to calculate the angle of the butt cheek. What's the radius?
That is true. The massive butt cheek that's hanging out. Yeah, so I felt the need to say that out loud. And as a person that was once a teenage girl, right, and had those moments, I was like, oh, God, it happened. I'm old. I'm over the edge. No butt cheeks for geometry.
No butt cheeks for geometry.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.